Storytel presents Is There Anybody Out There? By Margit Sanomo. Part 47 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The Legend of the Ice People. The legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with the magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse, and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family, the women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Storytel presents Is There Anybody Out There? By Margit Sanomo. Part 47 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. Chapter 1. Tili's Story. It was like no other story in the world. It was unique in all of world history. Fortunately, because no one had been hit harder by Tangil's malice than little Tili. She was a sensitive and cheerful girl in the year 1284 in the Valley of the Ice People. She lived happily at home with her mother, Dida, and her twin brother, Targinur. She was particularly fond of animals. She felt great sympathy for those defenseless creatures who were so often made to suffer. During any frosty, harsh winter, you could be sure to see Tili walking about, setting out whatever pitiful fodder she had managed to gather for both domestic and wild animals. The people of the valley smiled at her, but it was a tender smile. Someone like Tili could never have any enemies. She did have one, however, but she also had a protector. She had a strange doll. It looked almost like a small tree root, but to her it was like a friend, almost a living friend. The hardship and poverty that beset the Valley of the Ice People never really touched her home after she got that doll. Her world stretched exactly as far as the eye could see. A bowl-shaped valley with tall, steep mountains, wonderfully beautiful in the summer and autumn, and sometimes also in winter and spring when the sun shone down on the bright snow. And she knew all the stars in the sky. They were her guardians, she felt. They twinkled so pleasantly down at her. She had many friends and knew nothing about life outside the valley. There was only one shadow to be found in the bowl-shaped valley. An unpleasant old man named Tangil. He lived alone in a hut down by the lake. Everyone feared him. So did Tili. And Dida, her mother, hated that man with all the force that was humanly possible. Tili didn't know why. She didn't know that Dida had been raped by him almost 20 years before. She didn't know that Tangil was Dida's own grandfather.